Every time I think about this particular scripture, I think about what happened when I was in New York City a few years ago. I went up there as a regional engineer. My company was going to buy another company, and they had about 6 or 8 operations in New York City. They want me to go up there and survey these things, look at these big buildings, check them out, see what they needed, and all their equipment and everything. I was going to be up there a whole week. I was looking at many pieces of equipment and many big buildings. I was making notes how much money I thought it was going to take to bring these buildings up to specs and so on and so forth. While I was there, several of the VPs and the CEOs of their company, they all got together one day and wanted us to all have dinner together. There was about 10 or 12 or 15 of them. Some of them have 15 probably. And some of these guys I had known that had worked for us, I had actually known them personally. And they'd known some of the achievements I had accomplished. And so whenever we were there having dinner one day, one of the guys that had been in our company, he called me, said, he called across the table there, and it was about 3 or 4 tables in this big old room. He said, "Thurman, would you tell us how you did that magnificent job and done such a quick work of that building in Minneapolis that you built back a few years ago when you did a job that's supposed to take 5-6 weeks and you did it in one day?" I said, "Okay, I'll be happy to." They said, "What? You done a job in one day supposed to take weeks?" I said, "Yeah." They said, "Well, yeah, we want to hear this story. Will you tell us how you done it?" So I stopped eating and stood up. And I told them how I got there and how I walked through the place and how I prayed. I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to give me knowledge and wisdom about how to do this. I took my notepad, and every time he'd show me something, I'd write it down. I said, at the end of the day, I went to the contractor and told him, I said, "Now, I can show you how to do this job in a significantly less time than 6 weeks or 5 weeks, whatever it was they wanted." And they said, "Well, we'll survey this situation." They didn't even ask me how to do it. They said, "We'll survey the situation and we'll have a meeting with you tomorrow, and then we'll tell you what will be the shortest period of time we can do this." I said, "Okay." So the next day we had another meeting, and they said, "Well, we have resurveyed the whole situation. Instead of, I believe it was 5 weeks, they said, if we do this, this, and this, we can shorten this to 3 weeks." And I said, "That's still not acceptable." They said, "Well, what do you want?" I said, "3 days." They said, "That's impossible. There's nobody can do this massive project in 3 days. I said, "Oh, yes, there is." I said, "I prayed when I got here, and the Lord Jesus Christ clearly showed me how to do this job in 3 days. I said, if you guys will listen, I'll lay it out for you, and you can do it in 3 days. They said, "We're not even interested because it cannot be done in 3 days. Now, see, that's the way men are. We got this pride thing that we don't think as anybody else in the world knows more than we do. Let me tell you, I know somebody that knows something you don't know. You know what his name is? Jesus. He knows something you don't know. And I'd learned how to pray and ask him. And I'd learned that I could do things greatly. And so I said, "Well, sir, if you will listen to what I have to say, I will show you guys how to do this project in 3 days. They said, "If you think you can do it in 3 days, you do it." I said, "Well, okay, I've got 8 men that work for me up here." I said, "We can do this job in 3 days. But if I do, I want 3 weeks back on the contract." And so I go to my VP, executive VP in Washington, and I call him on the phone from Minneapolis, and I said, "Jim," I said, "they won't listen to me, so they want me to do it. I tried to show them how to get it done in 3 days because I said I prayed and Jesus showed me." He said, "You did what, Thurman?" I said, "I prayed and Jesus showed me how to do this project in 3 days. He said, "Thurman, those guys are the professionals and you're telling me they say they can't do it in less than 3 weeks, and you're telling me you and your guys think you can do it in 3 days? I said, "Well, first of all, Jim, I don't appreciate the statement you made. They're the professionals." I said, "When you hired me, you hired a professional. I am a very professional man at what I do. I'm just as educated or more so probably in the world than those guys are at what they do." So I said, "I am educated. I do know what I'm doing, but I said, I have the one that knows more than anybody, and that's the Lord. And I asked him and he showed me how to do it." He said, "Well, okay, Thurman, if you want to do it, I don't want you to make a fool out of yourself, but," he said, "go ahead, you guys do it." So I showed the guys over the next couple till Friday. I stayed till Friday and we got everything in order and showed them everything. I said, "I'm coming back on Sunday night. I'm going home Friday night. I said, and Sunday night, I will be back. And I said, I will be in this facility at 5 o'clock Monday morning. I said, you guys be here, have everything I've told you done, and we'd be ready to go to work. And I wore my work clothes. And so Monday morning at 5 o'clock, I showed up. And whenever we got in there and we started working, everything started going so good. I mean, come lunchtime, you know, we were doing so good, you know, that we stopped and had a little lunch. Then we just went right on to work. And come 5 or 6 o'clock the afternoon, 7 o'clock, whatever it was, we was going to stop and have some lunch again. And I said, well, what do you guys want to do? They said, let's keep going. Everything's going so good. We feel so good. Let's just keep working. So we worked all night long till 5 o'clock the next morning. Now, we started at 5 on Monday morning. Of course, at about 7 o'clock on Monday morning, the VP called and said, how is Thurman and his team doing? And the GM told him, said, well, they're all here and they're working. They're tearing this place apart. Said, they're going like crazy. He said, well, okay, I'll call again tomorrow and see how they're doing tomorrow. So the next morning at 7 o'clock, he called. He said, well, how's Thurman and his team doing? And the general manager said, they're through. He said, they're what? He said, yeah, they left at 5 o'clock this morning. And he said, you mean all that stuff is done? He said, it's all done. And said, it didn't hinder the operation not one bit. He said, it's all totally complete. He said, where is Thurman? He said, well, I guess he went to bed. He said he'd been up for 24 hours. So I guess he went to the hotel. He left about 5:30 this morning. So he said, well, when he gets back in today, have him call me. I want to talk to him. So I got back in about 6 or 7 that afternoon, and I walked in, and he said, Thurman, he said, the VP wants to talk to you. He said, call him at home if necessary. I said, okay, so I called him. I said, what can I do for you? He said, Thurman, you told me that was going to take 3 days. I said, well, it did. I said, we worked to put them all three together. I said, we worked 24 straight hours. I told you we could do it in 3 days. He said, Thurman, I don't care what you say. That's only one day. You guys started 5 o'clock one morning. You're through the next morning. That's one day. I said, well, I'm not going to argue time with you, Bill. But I said, 24 hours is 3 days to me. You know, so I said, most guys work 8 hours a day. So I said, I told you that Jesus showed me how to do it. Well, do you think Jesus must have showed me how to do that job? There's no way I could have done that massive project that quick in that short of time without the knowledge and wisdom of God. When we learn how to pray and pray for others, what can we do? Absolutely right, Eldon. Anything. There's nothing you can't do. My goal is that you will be encouraged and knit together by strong ties of love. I want them to have full confidence because they have complete understanding of God's secret plan, which is Christ Himself. So, as I give Christ the glory for everything, He always continued to give me the knowledge and wisdom that I needed. I never took the credit for none of these things myself, because without Him, it would have been impossible. So verse 3 and 4. In Him lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Isn't that amazing? All of the treasures of knowledge are in Him, and He's in you and me. All we got to do is learn how to pray, and it releases it. I am telling you this so that no one will be able to deceive you with persuasive arguments. What gets me is when a Christian is deceived by the world. They don't know the Scripture. They don't know the Scripture. You know, I was thinking, I got a letter from somebody here a while back and said, I want you to, yeah, I heard you say in one of your tapes that something about your favorite 100 verses. Would you quote to me your favorite 100 verses? I wrote back and said, no, I don't have that kind of time. And I thought to myself, he said, I don't know anybody that knows 100 verses. I thought, well, I know more than 100 verses. I don't really know how many I know, but I know more than 100. And then this last week, I was watching Jack Van Impe, and I heard Jack say that he has memorized over 15,000 verses. I thought, good grief. I don't know nothing. I mean, I don't know nothing. This guy's memorized over 15,000 verses. Does that make the rest of us look bad? Yeah. It makes the rest of us look very bad. And what really makes us bad is when somebody says, well, you know, I think that this is what God meant when He said this. And you say, well, where did He say that? Well, I don't know, but I've heard some preacher preach on it. I mean, do you know where the Scripture is? No. Can you quote that Scripture? No. I mean, how many scriptures do you have memorized? Well, I don't have any memorized. And do you know that's for most Christians? Most Christians have no scriptures memorized. They have none. And in fact, one time in my church, I had a pretty full church that day, and so I thought, over in Dallas, and I said, I'm going to try this. And I said, I want, how many of you in here know in your heart you have at least five verses committed to memory that you could come up here if I ask you to and quote them verbatim? I had three women, not one single man. Not one man held up his hand that day, but I had three women. And so I said, okay. I said, you want to come up here? And I called the three of them out, and they come up here. And the first one, she did pretty good. She only missed one or two words in one or two verses, but she got them pretty close. And the next one, she was pretty close too. The next one, she was perfect in everything. She quoted 16 verses. And you know which verses those were? That's exactly right. That's exactly the Psalms that she quoted. Psalm 91, verses 1 through 16. Well, it don't make no difference where they go. I mean, I've been to seminary. I've been down and taught to seminary, and some of them seminary professors don't know much either. That don't have a whole lot to do with it. Yeah, she had been to seminary, but that's okay. I don't care where she's been. She knew some verses. Amen. And that girl, and she knew more than just those two. Five and six. Yeah, five and six here. For though I am far away from you, my heart is with you, and I am very happy because you are living as you should and because of your strong faith in Christ. Now, if we were living the way we should and have strong faith in Christ, who do you think is going to be happy with us? Jesus. And is that for we? That's who we want to be happy with us? Yes. That's who I want to be happy with me. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to live in obedience to Him. Now, I don't understand. I mean, this scripture, or scripture just like this, is used so many places in God's Word. I do not understand how the church has got to the point where they think that we can come and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, and then we can go back out there and live like the devil. I mean, we can go out and we can continue to lie to our friends next week, cheat on everything. I mean, cheat our friends or whatever. Live with somebody out of wedlock, all the things that we do as Christians when he says we must continue to live in obedience to his word.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, It's All About Christ, Not You, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.